Hey beautiful people, it's your girl Nova Lane here and welcome back to your Foreign is the Villain. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel a tidal wave of comparison washing over you? Or maybe you're glued to your phone at dinner, missing out on real-life connection because you're too busy checking notifications. Yeah, we've all been there. That's why I'm obsessed with helping you break free from the digital shackles and reclaim your time, your energy, and ultimately your happiness. Today, we're diving deep into building resilience through emotional regulation, a superpower that lets you navigate life's ups and downs like a boss. It's about becoming aware of those pesky emotions, understanding their triggers, and learning to manage them effectively so they don't control your reactions. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs, and it's not always sunshine and rainbows. But with emotional regulation as your secret weapon, you can bounce back from setbacks faster, handle stress like a pro, and even turn those challenges into opportunities for growth. So, how do we build this emotional resilience muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling empowered. First up, mindfulness is your best friend. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Think of it as taking a mental step back and observing your emotions like they are clouds passing by. You don't have to get swept away by them, just acknowledge their presence and let them drift on by. Ever find yourself spiraling into a negative thought pattern? Try pausing for a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple act can help ground you in the present moment and break the cycle of negativity. Number 2. Self-awareness is key. It's about knowing your emotional triggers, those things that tend to set you off or send you into a tailspin. What are your stress buttons? What situations tend to leave you feeling overwhelmed or anxious? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them effectively. It's like having a cheat sheet for your emotions. Next up, healthy coping mechanisms. Ditch the unhealthy ones and embrace the good stuff. We're talking exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, pursuing hobbies that light you up, or even just taking a long hot bath. These activities can help regulate your mood, reduce stress, and leave you feeling more balanced and centered. Remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions, but finding healthy outlets for them. Speaking of healthy, let's talk about sleep. It's like the ultimate emotional reset button. When we are well rested, we're better equipped to handle stress, regulate our emotions, and make sound decisions. So, prioritize those CZZs. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. It's an investment in your emotional well-being that pays off big time. Finally, remember that building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. But with consistent effort, you can gradually develop the emotional strength and flexibility to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself even when it's tough. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, drowning in deadlines and feeling the pressure mounting. You start to feel that familiar knot in your stomach, your heart racing, and those negative thoughts creeping in. But wait. Remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and focus on the task at hand. Maybe you take a quick break to stretch or go for a short walk to clear your head. Then, by employing these emotional regulation techniques, you've transformed that potential meltdown into a moment of calm and focused energy. See? It's like having an invisible shield against stress, allowing you to sail through those choppy waters with ease and confidence. So remember, building resilience isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about learning to ride emotional waves with grace and power. By practicing mindfulness, understanding your triggers, cultivating healthy coping mechanisms, prioritizing sleep, and being patient with yourself, you can equip yourself with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs like a true champion. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you learned today that resonates with you? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to your Foreign is the Villain for daily doses of inspiration and motivation to help you reclaim your life, one swipe at a time. Until next time, stay awesome, beautiful people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.